Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Spring Film Festival season continues in Toronto. The Japanese Film Festival is showing great movies at the Japanese Canadian Culture Center, the JCCC, and the Italian Contemporary Film Fest, which started just last night, is showing films in Toronto and across Canada in many cities. This week, I'm talking about two new comedies. One that closed Inside Out and another one that's opening at the Toronto Japanese Film Fest. There's a talk show host in New York who might lose her job and a suburban freedom fighter in Tokyo who might lose his life. Late Night, directed by Nisha Ganatra. Catherine Newberry, played by Emma Thompson, is a late-night talk show host on network TV. She's known for her erudite interviews, highbrow topics, and funny monologues. She sticks to the old tried and true, steering clear of gossip, pop culture, and social networking. She's a highly respected host and the only one on late-night TV. She's also tired, boring, and tanking in the ratings. So much so the network chief gives her an ultimatum. Get with the times or we'll replace you. And there's an offensive frat boy stand-up comic who's already being groomed to take her place. What can she do? Well, in walks Molly Patel, played by Mindy Kaling, fresh from a chemical plant in Pennsylvania. She has no experience as a writer per se, but she happens to be in the right place at the right time and is hired to add some spark to a moribund all-male writer's room. But she faces instead a wall of sexist, privileged white guys who resent her intrusion. The place has been a bastion of male writers for so many years that even the women's washroom is co-opted as an all-men space. And their boss, Catherine, the show's host, is a petty dictator who never talks to her writers but demands long hours and absolute obedience. She doesn't even know their names. She just refers to them as 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, etc. Only the newly hired Molly is naive enough and brave enough to flout the rules. So can Molly fit into an all-male workplace? And can Molly change Catherine's mindset enough to set the show on a new course before she gets fired and the show gets canned? Okay, Late Night is a clever look at late night TV and comedy. It's not a slapstick movie, but it does have enough character jokes, awkward situations, and one-liners. Some work, some don't. Which keep you smiling, if not always rolling on the floor. It's still funny. It follows the dynamics of a cruel but insecure boss who's trying to change and the newbie who keeps getting herself in trouble. It also follows the love life of the two main characters. Catherine has a faithful but reclusive husband, played by John Lithgow, who never appears in public for some reason. Molly is initially hit on by the writers in the writing room, including the womanizer Charlie, played by Hugh Dancy, and the snobbish Tom, played by Reed Scott. Both of them think a woman writer is there basically to date the men, not to be taken seriously. Emma Thompson is believable as the talk show host. I actually think she's quite good. And Mindy Kaling, who I haven't actually seen before, but people like her TV show. She's actually the writer of this movie. She's lots of fun as the small towner fish out of water category. I like this movie all around. Fly Me to the Saitama, or Tonde Saitama, directed by Takeuchi Hideki. It's present-day Tokyo, well, sort of. It's actually a feudal version in modern garb, a place patrolled by violent Robocop stormtroopers dressed in white body suits who capture and expel any outsiders who are detected as being from beyond the city's borders. The most reviled of all is Saitama, a suburban free prefecture just to Tokyo's north. It's known to people in Tokyo as Da Saitama, Uru Saitama, Mendoku Saitama, Ahok Saitama, which means things like out of fashion, inconvenient, noisy, In other words, I don't even want to say. Your status is determined there by your urban index rating. So Momomi, played by Nikaido Fumi, is president of the student council at the prestigious Hakuhodo Academy. And she has a very high, he has a very high urban index rate. He's also an arrogant snob who dresses like Little Lord Fauntleroy with a blonde pageboy haircut. He's the son of the deeply corrupt hereditary governor of Metropolitan Tokyo. I said this is not true. This is a reworking, feudal reworking. And he's next in line to take the throne. And he's served by his mysterious butler, Akutsu, played by Isaya Yusuke, who anticipates his every move. But order is threatened by the arrival of an unknown wealthy aristocrat named Dei, played by the pop rock metal star Gackt. Ray spent many years in America, which upped his urban index value. And he's so skilled, he can distinguish the various neighborhoods of Tokyo merely by sense of smell. So his urban rating is higher even than Momomi. So Momomi's furious and wants to have him killed until their first kiss. Momomi is swept away on his arms, but Ray has a secret. He's actually from Saitama. So if the secret's revealed, he'll be humiliated, expelled from Tokyo, or even killed. So can Momomi accept Rei's identity? And can Dei overthrow the powers that be and free the people of Saitama forever? Okay, that's a very quick, simple sketch of the movie, which covers about 10 minutes of the movie. It's actually about so much more. Fly Me to the Saitama is an absolutely over-the-top satire of urban culture. It's based on a manga from the 80s or 90s, a gag manga. The characters all wear elaborate rococo costumes with multicolored enormous wigs. Like in lots of girls' comics or shoujo manga, the main characters are boys in a romantic pairing. But in the movie, Momomi is played as a boy by a woman who doesn't look much like a boy. Anyway, the whole movie is loaded with play on words, references to old Japan, classic things, samurai movies, everything. But with a bit of suspension of disbelief, I think it's totally understandable even by people who know nothing about Japan. The movie is directed by Takeuchi Hideki, who brought us Thermae Romae, about a Roman centurion who is magically transported through time into a Japanese sento or hot bath through a toilet. This movie is also fantastical and bizarre like that one, and it'll keep you shaking your head in bewildered wonder during the first thing. This could be a movie you hate. I can see that, but it is... I think it's great. It was a smash hit in Japan. It's one of the few local movies successes so far this year. It grossed over 3 billion yen. So if you're into Japanese pop culture in any way, or manga, or anime, or music, or fashion, this movie is a must see. Late Night opens today in Toronto. Check your local listings. And Fly Me to the Saitama is playing at the Toronto Japanese Film Festival soon. This is Daniel Garbuz each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.